A podcast to honor the gods.
This better come with a sacrifice.
Deus Ex Media.
I'm Christina Kahn.
And I'm Leela Hilton.
And this is Burn Before Reading, the podcast about shitterature.
We're here to examine the terrible writing we did when we were younger and talk about other cringy literary topics.
Our friend Haley. Say hello to the listeners, Haley.
Hello, listeners. I'm Haley, and I'm not on the stand today.
Oh, isn't that nice?
It is.
Haley is a longtime friend of the pod, and I'm sure you've heard her voice before because she's been on this show, and she's been otherwhere too. So
otherwhere.
Why isn't that a thing? Oh, elsewhere. Okay, now I got it.
No, but otherwhere is fun.
It's good.
It sounds like something Terry Pratchett would write.
See, here's the thing. You can, when people are like, that word's just made up, all words are made up, and you can actually do whatever you want with language, although it does behoove you, if you're going to make up nonsense constructions, make up constructions that people can tell what you mean, though, like otherwhere.
Are you proud of yourself for that, for dropping behoove into that?
Oh, yeah.
She's always so smug about her behooves.
The listeners hoover it right up.
Boo!
It's fair enough. Haley, what is cringing you out this week?
Well, I was recording another podcast with one out of two of the same people. I shan't say which.
Oh my god.
And in the process of making a comment that didn't super matter, but was important to me.
Yes!
I said, side note. And the next words, the next words was supposed to be theirs. It was, side note, there's an episode of this show where a thing happens. But there was a little bit of a four-car pileup in my head. And the words, side note, theirs, became side nards. And you would think that good and merciful and forgiving friends would let me just trip over myself and then say side note and recover, but no. That is not what occurred. I don't know if the audio...
It was me and Mary Clay.
...was even usable, but...
Of course it was. Of course it was.
It was like 5 minutes of the episode of just...
Silent
...weeping from side darts.
Jesus Christ. Leela, what's cringing you out this week?
It's been raining this week almost every single day.
Ugh.
Which is cringy enough in and of itself.
Yeah, it gives me headaches.
It just doesn't make me happy, and I don't like that. But I go outside I run outside through my yard because my sidewalk floods when it rains. And when I was running through the yard to get to my car, you know, just like I had to do every day this week, that day I had on these cute little slick heels, and I was running as fast as I could because it was raining really hard, and I felt myself, my ankle got a little weak, and I was like, in that split second, I was like, if I face plant in the mud right here on my way to work, I'm calling out, because there's no way I'm gonna gather, that's horrible. But luckily I stretched and caught myself on the handle of my car door just
nice.
In time.
Well done.
And I looked around and I didn't see any neighbors at the time.
Okay.
But it could have happened in a split second. And so that thought does haunt me.
Okay. So you had an almost cringe.
It wasn't
a full cringe.
You're right. A semi.
A little halfy.
a little pre-cringe.
A little pre-cringe.
Tina, what the fuck is cringing you out this week?
Okay. So I have a new friend, as I am wont to do, and she came to the movies. Well, and her husband too, but you know how I am. And she came to the movies with me and Haley, and I was sitting next to her. Her husband was sitting on the other side. I was sitting next to her, and I was like, new friend, watching this movie. So excited to have a new friend. I hope she thinks I'm cool. And then, as my husband and I do, we ate literally so much fucking popcorn. We do popcorn for dinner when we go to the movies.
Yeah.
And you know how, and I always forget this, popcorn makes your guts be like, what? So it's not that it gives me like an upset stomach or anything, but there's just a lot, you can feel that there's a lot of air that goes down with the popcorn. Let's put it that way. And I was suppressing, by the end of that 3-hour movie, I was suppressing a constant stream of farts. And eventually it became so much that my stomach made one of those loud fart noises. And then I had to dramatically like go, oh my God, my tummy. So that she would know that I hadn't just farted in the movie. And then as soon as we got out, I just like walked so fast, I was letting all the farts out.
I know the sound. It's like,
I was like, oh my dear, wasn't that not a fart? So anyway, new friend. I hope she's still around. Nah, she's probably fine with a little bit farting.
She seems on that level.
Yes, I agree. She's kind of Linda Belcher-y, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like she would Dutch oven her husband.
Oh,
without
yeah.
remorse.
And they're both attractive, which makes it much funnier, I think. Yeah, it's funnier to imagine hot people Dutch ovening each other for some reason. It's like we all are truly human at the end of the day.
Even the hot ones.
Even the hot ones.
Oh my God. Tina, what are we reading this week?
Yeah, Tina, what are we reading this week?
I know that I just made a meme about how people need to stop doing this, but I'm here to tell you that it's actually really cringy and embarrassing. I like really had aspirations for most of my life of being an author, a fiction author. Did not care that much about the world building. And I think caring about the world building at all is something I only developed as an adult. It's the first 6 pages of a novel that I never went farther than the 6 pages. So it's just the setup. I'm not going to read all of it because it is 6 pages, but I'm going to read the good part. And I thought we'd read it in sections. Sure. So we can do like a little bit and then we can roast it and we can do a little bit. So the title of this book is... Haley, do you want to read the title?
I'm not seeing a title.
Oh, it's up here.
Oh, whatev dot doc x.
It says whatever.
I only saw whatev.
Oh my God, I regret everything. Okay, so this book is called Whatever. Uh-huh. So I'm just going to get started. Whatever is truly the greatest word in the English language. You can use it in response to anything. If someone asks your opinion, a yes or no question, or states a fact, whatever always fits perfectly. My personal definition of whatever is what to say when an annoying person asks a question or what to say when you can think of no cleverer a remark. Example. I was about to open my locker after homeroom when Jess Marley slid in between it and me. Hey, Santorelli, he said coyly, making lightsaber sounds. My name is Leia, like Star Wars. And some people think it's clever to make sound effects. I know, very original. People also call me Skywalker, Your Highness, and Princess, if they're not calling me by my last name of Santorelli. Jess Marley was football quarterback, had the leather jacket, and crushed soda cans on his head. Not my type. I had to get to my next class, and he was blocking my locker. Hey, Jess, I responded coldly, shoving him. Jess stood back from my locker and leaned against the one next to it. I opened my locker and got my books. Checking my watch, I turned to go to algebra, but Jess blocked my way. I attempted to go around him, but again, he blocked my way. You're obstructing my path of righteousness, I observed. Jess stroked his chin. You see, Sansarelli, the only reason you can be so hot and still not be popular is that you talk like that. People think you're a hippie. Hippies aren't cool. He stuck his hands in his pockets conclusively. I have better things to do than worry about whether or not other people perceive me as cool. Move it, Jess. I was entirely capable of beating the crap out of Jess, and he knew it. He knew I would, too, without a second thought. He stepped to the side and let me pass. Thank you so much for letting me pursue my course of choice, I said sarcastically. I began walking swiftly down the hall. Jess ran after me and grabbed my arm. Go to the dance with me? He asked. Whatever, I answered without thinking. That is how I got stuck with Jess at the 11th grade formal. Okay, let's break there.
Hey, Tina, could you work the word locker in there, like, minimum 12 more times? Because I got a fever, and the only prescription is more locker. Or blocker. Blocker at the locker.
Blocker at the locker.
So, Tina, is this how you talked? Is this how you spoke? You're obstructing my path of righteousness? Who would say that?
Literally me. Literally me. There's a lot of things in this that you'll see even more. A lot of things in this that point directly towards me super specifically as a person.
I've already spotted a few from the stories that you've told about you. Right,
what do you spy, Haley?
The being perceived as a hippie.
Hippies aren't cool.
Yeah, hippies aren't cool. You would be so cool if you weren't a hippie.
Yeah, because you're so hot.
Yeah, yeah. The very aggressive "I don't care" attitude, almost as if you're hiding that you do care a whole lot.
So much.
And I can beat you up too.
Can you believe it says Jess Marley was football quarterback, and then it said I was entirely capable of beating the crap out of Jess, and he knew it.
Yeah. Jess, whose main hobby, as far as we know, is football and or crushing beer cans on his head.
Wait, it says soda. It says soda cans.
It says soda, but I think we know it means beer.
Yeah. And he's so not your type.
He's so not your type.
It is extremely embarrassing how much this reveals about me and the way that I thought, like, the world worked and what my place was inside of it at this time.
Oh, God. But isn't it, like universal, though? Like, I'm so tough and cool deep down.
Well, it's that outer shell of Cancer the Crab, you know? We got a tough... I could beat up any quarterback.
And I won't cry about it at all.
No one's asking you to, and maybe you shouldn't do that. No one's asking that. Please calm down.
No, but, like, I actually would love to fight, though. I crave violence!
What do you think about the name of our main character, Leia Santorelli?
Wait, what's her last name, though?
Santorelli.
But what's her last name, though?
Hey, most people call me Santorelli. Or Skywalker. Or Princess.
But Santorelli... But what's the last name, though?
Locker Blocker.
First of all, other than... Aside from your highness, I feel like instead of your highness, it should have been your worshipfulness. Because I feel like that's what I remember when I think of...
Like, Han does have a very organic progression of getting more and more stupid formal.
I love it. Very sexy flirting.
There's absolutely nothing more organic than that in a couple. Like, are you kidding me? Of course they were fucking in real life.
So today I'm very familiar with Star Wars. I've seen the original trilogy a lot. I've seen the prequel trilogy a lot. I have seen the sequel trilogy once. Mary Clay is probably not listening, but we're not going to do any Star Wars spoilers of stuff you haven't seen. But there's a chance that at the age of 16 or so, 15 maybe, when I wrote this, I didn't really remember Star Wars that good. There's a chance I was... What's the word? Like, exotifying it. But that's not the right word, but like glorifying it as like nerd.
Yeah. So wait, you were using fake nerd street cred for your character?
Well, okay, I probably was kind of familiar with Star Wars, but I think that I mostly probably liked the name Leia.
It is a good name.
It's missing a letter.
My middle name is Lee, L-E-A. My bestie is Leela. Like, I've always liked names in that genre, let's say.
It is. They are the best names.
I love a classic Leah, L-E-A-H. I think that is such a beautiful name.
Leah, Layla. They're all beautiful.
My elementary school bestie was named Layla.
That's so funny.
L-A-I-L-A. She was Lebanese, I think.
Yes. Or Lila. Lila's
she was the only friend that I've ever had who was... I think she was taller than Emily. Like, she was, like, in middle... Listen to this bitch. My friend Layla, she was a good friend in elementary school, and I was friends with her all through high school. And she was a beautiful Lebanese, long black hair, like, model-esque, so stunning, very tall. She was probably, like, 6'1", maybe. And she would wear heels to high school every single day.
What a damn flex.
Yeah, I seriously.
I know.
Why weren't you aspiring to be more like her?
Because I hated women until 2012.
I get it.
Leela, do you remember the Facebook memory I sent you the other day? The one that said, when will I learn that bitches are bitches and only men can make true friends? And yes, that was from 2011.
Yes. That's crazy. That's the year before I met Jason.
Well, only men can make true husbands, I guess.
There you go.
You know what we call this? Growth.
Okay, I'm gonna... Anyone have any other notes or should I keep reading? I'll keep reading.
Yeah, let's yeah, give go a for little it. More.
Okay. Jess has always been hitting on me. It's just because he thinks I'm hot.
Well, yeah.
We have completely different views about just about everything. It's not my fault I'm absolutely gorgeous. Really, in my case, good looks suck. Losers with room temperature IQs and hardly a sense of personality keep asking me out even though I've got a boyfriend. That's another reason why agreeing to go out with Jess was bad. I had a boyfriend. His name was Zach. Shout out! And he was as much of a social reject as I was. He looked goofy cute as opposed to completely smoking like me, with longer, hippie-rific hair. Oh. And Zach was taller than me, which was weird considering my Amazonian warrior princess-like height of 5'11". What if I was tall enough to be special, you know?
No one likes a bragger!
He's the most random person I've ever met.
Oh, so random!
OMFG.
What the hell was his reaction? Close to whatever, but not quite. It holds a completely different meaning. I know, I agreed. Leia, said Zach, waving his hands frantically. You're with me, right? Duh, totally. I sighed. Jess just can't resist me. Shut it, princess, said Zach, punching me lightly on the arm. You know the only reason he asked you is because you're hot and he just got dumped by Diane. I considered this. I want everyone to pay attention because when I read this, I was like, what the fuck is this? I considered this as I pulled the turkey sandwich from his hands. He was about to place it in his mouth and had hesitated because every day after school, he eats his lunch, which he didn't eat at lunch. He unwraps the turkey sandwich and I take it from him, planning to throw it out. And when I'm not looking, he takes it back and wolfs it down in about 3 bites.
What?
Pause. What the fuck What's is happening in that here? Paragraph?
Every day? Like, they don't... It like, they forget every day how like what the other person's move is gonna be?
I have no idea. Is she forcing him to be anorexic?
That's what it sort of sounds like. It's like, you've had enough. And he's like, he didn't even eat lunch. He's a growing teenage boy.
I have no idea what this is.
Their relationship sounds like guys being bros, bros being dudes. Like, they, well, like yeah. This doesn't sound like a dating relationship. This sounds like a pair of boys, almost.
Yeah. Okay.
You're one of the guys.
I'm going to tell you why that is.
Okay.
So I was refraining from saying this until I had more evidence. This imagery, this character, and her name are 115% based on Donna Pinciotti from That 70s Show. reason her last name is Santarelli and people call her that is because Donna Pinciotti has an Italian last name and people call her that. The reason that she's super bro-y with her boyfriend is because Donna and Eric were bros before they banged. The reason she's like, oh, hippy dippy, like all her imagery, the way that she like punches people, Donna Pinciotti
That
70s Show. Yep. Mm-hmm. So that is exactly, I was obsessed with that show. I have a memory still to this day of my mom, maybe my dad, I don't remember who, desperately demanding to know why I could not remember to turn my homework in, but I could remember to watch That 70s Show at 3 o'clock every afternoon.
It's different, Mom.
It's like one of them sucks and the other one doesn't. What do you want from me?
I think the reason there's this whole weird turkey sandwich dance is...
What is going on with the turkey sandwich?
I think it's a metaphor. First of all, I'm so hungry for a good turkey sandwich right now. Second of all, it's because he said he punched you lightly and... I'm sorry, he punched Leia lightly and then said something like, you know he's only into you because you're hot, which is like not a thing, you know, because he just got dumped basically is what he's trying to say. And so I think even though you're like, I considered this as I, no, you're not considering it, you're just like you're reacting. You're bro-y, you're like, oh, you just ribbed me, so like I need to rib you back, like don't talk to me that way.
So you're saying she takes the turkey sandwich and he's like about to bite into it.
She takes like, it because
no, fuck you.
Yeah, that's a fuck okay. You.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, it sounds like dumb boys joshing around with each other. Like it's okay. Not about being so, nice.
It sounds like I wrote this dumb because it says he was about to place it in his mouth and had hesitated because every day after school he eats his lunch, which he didn't eat at lunch. So I think what that's I weird. Meant to say was every day after school, he eats his lunch. He doesn't like to eat it at lunch because when I went to high school, we started school at 7 a.m. and some lunches started at 10:45 a.m. Yeah. So that was a very reasonable thing for us. So I think that I'm foregoing that context as a universal high school experience, which it's not. And it's like every day he eats his lunch after school. That's why he's eating right now. Also, I took it, right? That's like what I'm yes. trying to say. Okay. All right, yeah. Thanks for helping me figure it out.
Yeah, like playing keep away with the sandwich.
This is exactly what occurred during our conversation. And like always, he ended up with a bruised shoulder.
Jesus.
So what, am I just supposed to hang around looking like an idiot at the formal? Or should I get a date? Zach wondered jestingly, resuming our conversation.
Jestingly. Love.
Thank you for telling me we're resuming. If you get another date, you'll wake up breathing through a tube.
Oh, Jesus.
Zach crossed his arms across his chest, looking exactly like our history teacher, and looked at me with a very acute, oh, give me a break expression. Classic editor moment highlight. What does this expression look like? I'm not going with Jess. I hate him. I said reasonably. This morning I caught him doing that phony familiar face gunpoint thing. I could never go out with someone who does the familiar face gunpoint thing, I demonstrated. Never do that again, ordered Zach. Don't worry. I glanced around us. We were in the detention room, as was usual after school, and the supervisor was gone pursuing some acting career or something. Normally we'd be forced into note passing, but today the detention room was a madhouse. There was a kid handcuffed to the doorknob.
What the fuck?
FCPS did be that way.
Like, can you guys tell I'm just like such a body?
Oh my god.
What is the phony familiar face gunpoint thing? Do you mean it's gun fingers?
It's first of all, it's called finger guns.
Oh, you yeah.
Absolute rube.
Gun fingers.
And yes, I was not outly bisexual yet, so I didn't have the language finger guns.
Gunpoint is a very different vibe from finger guns.
Familiar face gunpoint.
Give me the money! Give me the goddamn money!
Leela, don't forget that the dialogue tag for this paragraph is I said reasonably.
So reasonably.
Everything I say in this paragraph is completely reasonable, that's the funniest adverb to put on a dialogue tag.
I do have to say though, I did end up liking conclusively in the last section.
Oh, thanks. When Jess puts his hands in his pockets conclusively. Yeah,
that, like, I laughed at it, but then nice. I was like, no, that is a fun image, though. I do see it.
It works. That one works. Reasonably is really funny.
Reasonably, you're tripping.
Should I get a date? Zach wondered jestingly.
Because he would never, you want to make sure, like, the reader knows, like, he would never do that
I'm
to
in charge.
Leia.
Yeah, yeah, like, but, I'm in charge.
Like, also, we haven't quite developed the vocabulary of, like, joking, but, like, not joking, though. Like,
yeah.
This was a couple years before that.
Should I?
And that is what he's doing.
And I think the way that you would show that is, should I get a date? Zach wondered, his eyes glimmering mischievously at me, or like something like that, you know, like a little
with a glimmer of
anything
yeah,
but jestingly.
Jesse Lee. And then is this resuming our conversation, which I love that so much, because do you know how the readers know that you're resuming the conversation?
You resume the conversation.
The conversation resumes. Yeah. That's so cool. It's like such a fun trick. Guys, it's really hard not to read this kind of shit in like the most mocking tones of myself.
Sounds like a caricature of you.
Was it Courtney who on the show was like, it's going to be really hard not to do a voice?
I kind of did a voice.
Yeah, you did sort of.
Okay, I'm going to keep reading. I'm skipping around a little bit. There's a bit more with Zach. It doesn't matter. The next day in English, I tried to convince Jess that he didn't want to go to the dance with me. No, he said. I like you, Santorelli. He then did the lightsaber sound effects.
No,
you're cynical and beautiful. You always make a scene. You're dirty and you're sweet and you're everything to me. What the hell? You got that from a Goo Goo Dolls song. Jess's smile slid off his face. I thought no one listened to them. I bet you don't even know what cynical means, I said. And the Goo Goo Dolls are totally jammin'. Jess crossed his arms and grinned coyly. If you want to go to the dance with me, I mean it. You're going to have to stop talking like that. I'm doing you a favor here. Appreciate it. What the heck? I cried. You asked me. I don't want to go with you. That's what you think. I stared at him for a moment. Yes, it is what I think. That was the extent of my convincing. I decided to abandon the attempt. You guys like that? That Goo Goo Dolls bit is an extremely specific Christina detail.
Oh my god. You know what? I also unironically liked the Goo Goo Dolls at this time, and low-key kinda still do, but I'm still laughing really, really hard.
It's a major pop band.
The Goo Goo Dolls are totally jammin', and I'm pretty sure that lyric specifically is from the song Dizzy Up the Girl from the album yes. Dizzy. Wait, was the album Dizzy Up the Girl and the yeah. song was called Dizzy?
I don't fucking know.
I think that's right. My parents and I listened to a fuck ton, probably more than any other artist, Goo Goo Dolls.
Very, very dad band.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
You wonder where you are. Yeah, it's a great band. I always really enjoyed them too. But you know what? They're a major pop band. Like, they're a major pop rock band. Like,
I didn't know that at the time. I thought I was special.
That's clear, Tina. That is clear.
As much as I know that you today, using the phrase, and I do quote, totally jammin', unquote, would be ironic and fun, This is clearly 100% sincere.
Totally jamming. It reminds me of, do you remember I made you guys, we all watched the Josie and the Pussycats, and they have all that, like, they're all, like, controlled, mind-controlled by the music, so, like, they have all that, like, new slang and stuff that comes out, and I think they said jamming or, like, totally... It was really something stupid.
I think
stupid.
That happens in totally. the first live-action Scooby-Doo movie as well, and that is also how the teens talk. The alien-possessed teens.
Totally jamming. Do you... There had to be a time when we said this, right? Like, Tina, you are cool. You are cool.
Here's Cooler the thing, Leela. Here's the thing. Hey, Leela.
Hi.
I've never been cool. What I have always been is... friendly and charismatic. It does not go hand in hand. I've always had a lot of friends, but I obviously, you can tell the way that I frame myself in these narratives, my self-inserts, like I never believed myself to be popular, because in high school that has a different meaning than has a lot of friends.
That's so true. Yes.
So, like, I was never, ever cool. I was charismatic enough that I was comfortable talking to people, but not usually the fucking... cool kids, because they were pretty cunty, if I remember correctly.
Well, actually, more than that, they're all just kind of boring.
Well, they were cunty to me. I've never been cool. You know what? I'm still, like, deeply not cool. Like, I very, very seriously, as part of my day-to-day lexicon, and I blame my father for this, I say true dad. That's like a thing I say.
Yeah. It is true, dat, you say that, dat.
I think the evolution that occurred is that you owned it. Like, you eventually learned, oh, I'm just gonna own this person that I am and let the charisma, like, I'm going to coast by on the charisma and be comfortable with that. And, like,
yes.
The more comfortable you are with that, the less try-hardy you are. And this is before you mm-hmm. figured that out, so it's very try-hardy.
It's true. Obviously, at this time, I was like, do punches mean popular?
Right. Should I be tough? Question mark?
You're right. It's so Donna Pinciotti coded. Like,
yeah.
It really, really is. She's cool. She's tall. She's taller than him, but she's like,
I've always
so pretty, but she's not even trying. Like, yeah.
I think she actually is, to quote herself, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. There was also completely smoking hot in the next paragraph.
Just because I'm completely smoking hot.
Yep, there it is.
It just says completely smoking.
Okay, smoking like me with a longer hippie-rific hair.
Yeah, guys, we didn't flag hippie-rific.
Oh, I just did.
I forgot I gotta be honest with you, after totally jamming, like, I sort of blacked out, like, I kind of don't remember what happened before that.
I mentally flagged it, and I'm glad I came back, because it was thank worth you, it. Haley. Let us take a moment to consider.
Thank you, Sister Haley.
Terrific.
That's really bad.
I keep, like, having these memories. Jammin' was used. Hippie-rific was used.
Who
these were part of
host?
My lexicon. I'm saying by me. Like, these are in here because I was saying them in my life out of my mouth.
A little bit of passive voice there is all I'm saying. These were used.
So she goes to sit with her bestie, Emmeline. Emmeline Walden, a difficult person to describe. Well, for one, she's British. She has an accent and everything. She moved here from England in the middle of eighth grade, and then I tried to culture her into a full-fledged American. I'm still working on it 4 years later. She's seen Star Wars, all six of them, and she knows who Boston is, but that's about all she'll remember. Leia, I have an idea, Emmeline said as soon as I sat down. I'm gonna have a party, like a raving wild party. Anna already got my parents to go on vacation this weekend, and Chelsea got the keg. A keg, I repeated. How very unlike you. So you finally come to realize the finer aspects of life. No, said Emmeline. I've come to realize that no one wants to go to a party where there's no booze. Are you ready for it? Booze, I repeated, chuckling. Zach and I took great pleasure in making fun of Emmeline's British-English form of speech. Shut up, said Emmeline good-naturedly. It's Friday night. Can you come? I considered it even though I knew that it was my duty to go. All of the raving wild parties I'd ever been to ended badly. Not that it ever stopped me or anything. Yeah, whatever, I said, shrugging. So, did you guys know that booze was a British word?
Tina, I have to ask, at this point in your life, at the time of putting pen to paper, as it were, how many wild raving parties had you been to?
One or two, and they were definitely hosted by my parents, who were classy alcoholics at the time.
Aha. Uh-huh. Good to know. Ooh,
there it
is. This was obviously in my pre-weed phase. That will come out more later. Like, I had not partook in much at this point, maybe not in anything, but I was lying about it, and I was saying that I had. And obviously my character is like equally conflicted because she's like, oh yeah, you want a keg? That's what's up. Anyway, raving parties are so fucking stupid. And it's like, where did you have a keg that wasn't a party, you idiot?
So these parts that you've highlighted blue to try to edit out.
I did skip a couple of things. That I cut out her. I cut out Emmeline's boyfriend because I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you cut out Emmeline's boyfriend in sort of her sister's backstory. You're right. It was a good choice.
The boyfriend's name is Connor, which is a very early 2000s name.
It's also like, look at this. What this? How many little dashes are in between?
No, I know. Tell the truth because it's best for her time. No, listen. Listen to how bisexual this is.
Okay.
Her boyfriend is Connor, this guy with whom I share a love-hate relationship. Actually, it's more of a hate-hate relationship, but he's cool. Sometimes. I was in love with all of my best friends and resented all of their boyfriends. Or I coveted them, even worse. I was like, look how sexy I am.
That's a damn shame.
As a straight person.
Fellow straight?
So straight!
This girl, Emmeline, is definitely based on my middle school, early high school best friend, Marilyn, who moved here from Australia in the middle of eighth grade and was a little uptight, and we were always making fun of the way she spoke. Did not know that was not cool back then. Booze, I repeated, chuckling. Zach and I took great pleasure in making fun of Emmeline's British English form of speech. That's embarrassing, guys. I'm embarrassed.
Why did you think you booze was British slang?
I didn't know anything about booze, I think.
Oh, no.
You thought maybe, you're like, people don't say it that, I guess don't say this that much. I feel like people say booze all the time. Maybe they didn't back in, you know, 50 years ago or whenever this was written.
Back when we were young.
Yeah.
Do you think they didn't say booze on that 70s show? Like, what was I was watching Roseanne at the time, too. Alcoholics everywhere.
I don't know. What is, like, a British term for booze that... Pints? Like, I don't
know. Yeah. Yep. We don't say that here.
Yeah, but that's because we won't go metric.
Yep, that's true,
too. I've come to realize that no one wants to go to a party where there's no pints.
Well... I've learned, someone told me this recently, probably a bartender. I talk to a lot of them. I drink a lot of beer. I think that when you can ask for a pint in America, but it's a different pint than in the UK.
Oh, that's infuriating.
Yeah, isn't that infuriating?
Math is math!
Beer comes in pints, I think, but it's a different pint.
But that's stupid.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay, reading on. Mm-hmm. An exchange with her mom, where if you've seen that 70s show, you know exactly what happened here. Alcoholic, doesn't care what I do. So now we're at the party. As I walked through the door, a huge waft of stale alcohol-laced air hit me hard in the face. Zach was in the hot tub, wearing no shirt but some thoroughly soaked jeans, fiesta-ing with a couple girls in bikinis.
No.
Princess, cried Zach when he saw me. Over here, join the fun. Here's Kelly, he motioned to the girl to his right, and this is Donna. He nudged the girl on his left. Come on, princess, get in. Oh, Zach, I said sadly, bending down and stroking his hair. You're drunk. Zach shook his head a bit, decided it hurt, and shook his beer can instead. How can you tell? Donna and Kelly giggled together and draped their arms over Zach's shoulders. I clenched my fist, and immediately they backed off. Beat it, I said. Donna and Kelly pulled themselves from the tub, moving like snakes and shaking their hair to dry it off. Let's go, Kelly, said Donna. I heard that kid with the hat is giving tattoos. Fine, answered Kelly, looking pointedly at me. It was getting too crowded in there anyway. Zach looked up at me and squinted, even though it was dark, being outside and nighttime.
Well, that clears things up.
What'd you do that for, princess? You made them leave. They were pretty. He looked me up and down. Hey, why don't you come in here? Just take off that bulky t-shirt. I don't have a suit. You don't need a suit. I'm not going to expose myself like that. I do have dignity, you know. An hour later, I was drunk, high, and still being bugged to get into the hot tub. I friggin' don't want to get wet, I said, for what seemed like the millionth time, each with less oomph than the last. And then I realized that Jess Marley was totally hitting on me. He had appeared at my side a few minutes after I sat down, and his hand kept winding up on my shoulder. Emmeline ran over to me as I grabbed another beer. Listen, man, you gotta try this. I waved my beer in her face. You know, beer was always good, and pot was always good, and parties were so definitely always good. But the three of them together is kick ass. I'm just gonna go for gold and finish it out.
Okay.
Emmeline made a face. Leia, that again? I don't remember any other voices. They all just sound like bimbos.
Yeah, she's British.
Oh my God, she was British. I didn't even do an accent the first time. Okay, let me. Leia, that again? I thought you'd given up on the stuff when you ran out in eighth grade. Don't tell me you're back on it again. I'm not back on it. You're smoking it. It's all, I sighed and took a minute to try and remember the word I was looking for. It's all relative. I enunciated the newly rediscovered word. You say addiction. I say a few smokes every once in a while. In this instance, relativity depends on the sobriety of the people speaking. Leia, why can I say this name? Leia, not the position. I win. I shrugged. It's still fun. I'll take your word for it. Emmeline left then to monitor drinks or something. I don't know. How she could exist among these people and stay sober was beyond me. Zach had gotten out of the tub and positioned himself next to me, and Jess was on the other side. They continually shot each other looks, and Zach wrapped his arm around me possessively. There was about 5 minutes of awkward silence in which each of them consumed 2 beers.
Five full minutes, huh?
Suddenly, Jess burst out, "Since really, man, why the hell are you with that guy?" He pointed at Zach. "You deserve so much better. Come on, every girl wants a piece of the football captain, and everybody wants some of you." "Back off, Jess," I told him, moving closer to Zach. "No," he said, "just listen, it's not fair. You're there all the time, just mocking me. It bugs the hell out of me that I can't have you, but some loser hippie freak can." Zach stood up. "Watch it, Jess."
Oh, so manly.
A few people around us were watching intently to see if a fight would break out. I hope to God that one wouldn't. That was sure. The last thing I needed was for Zach to get his ass kicked by the guy who was trying to steal me from him, because there was no way Zach could win if they did start fighting.
You're going to have to insert the Bob's Burgers bit of like, "Oh no, girl, stop fighting. Keep going.
Jess laughed, also standing up. "Huh. The hippie can talk the talk. Can he walk the walk, though?" asked one of Jess's laughing cronies, many of whom were now crowding around him.
Cronies, huh?
I got to my feet in between them. "Chill, guys." Jess commanded, shoving me back into my chair. "Stay out of this, Skywalker." "Flippin' don't call me that."
Oh, my God.
"Flippin' don't call me that."
I stood up again and grabbed Zach's arm. "Come on," I prodded him. Zach stared intently at Jess. The air between them was tense, and I could tell because I was standing between them, even though it was just a metaphor.
"Make out!"
Zach opened his mouth and closed it again before turning away with me. Jess cried, "I guess he couldn't go against his hippie instincts and fight like a man." The onlookers roared with laughter. "He's got to get his girlfriend to fight for him." Before I could stop him, Zach had whirled around and nailed Jess in the face. Jess stumbled backwards as his buddies closed in around him. Zach suddenly realized what he had done, and a look of fear flashed across his face. He began cursing wildly as he dodged multiple blows toward his head. A person whom I recognized as Brian threw his fist at Zach. It connected with his chin, and he staggered to the side. "Hey, man," I said, shoving Brian to the ground and punching him hard in the stomach and chest. He flung me off and yelled like Jess, "Stay out of it, Skywalker." "Flippin' don't call me that," I repeated. By now, dude. Zach was huddled on the ground with his hands over his head like he was drilling for when the atomic bomb came. People were kicking his ass. Jess yelled, "Stand up and fight like a man, hippie." Zach looked and hesitated for a minute before jumping up and running around the side of the house. And there's not even a period. It just ends.
Damn.
Damn. But what happened next?
The most embarrassing thing I've brought on so far. This is really fun.
Damn.
It's like it really is. Bad.
Oh,
and funny.
This is so fucking funny, dude.
So this was obviously, I had to read, you know how you have to read the last 100 pages of your book all at once because some crazy shit's going down? So yep. That's why I read all of this about the party.
Yep.
Can you believe that Zach was in the hot tub with those other girls?
Yeah, I mean, totally. And like wanted you to go in there with them, but like you totally didn't, but like you totally could have though. Like.
I keep getting Zach and Jess confused. I'm really sorry. I know they're totally different, but
no,
their
Jess
names
is a cool though? Guy. Jess is a cool guy name. At least in my head, still to this day, it feels this way. And Zach is a bit of a nerdier name.
What?
Maybe.
No way. Zach is a... But Zach is like a football captain name to me.
Oh, Zach is like a skater name.
Jess is a nerd name.
Zach is a bit of a skater nerd. Yeah, I get more of that vibe. Mm.
No, it's like the most common, one of the most common names.
Zach's the boyfriend and Jess is the captain of the football or the quarterback.
I keep getting them confused.
Are they not the same thing?
No, they're not.
Zach threw the first punch.
No, I like our captain and quarterback. Like, is the quarterback like who's usually the captain? I don't know. I don't know sports ball.
I don't think it. I think it's any player. So I don't think it's a captain. I think it just said quarterback.
Okay.
I think he's just a lowly quarterback with a room temperature IQ.
I think you're thinking of the captain's log, which is a previous episode reference.
It's also a thing that is in my house. At this very moment.
Can you guys tell from this election that I had never drank or smoked anything in my life?
Oh no, hey, you seem man. Like such a natural. I mean, you weren't wrong. It's the flippin' best.
It's the flippin' best.
Depending on when I wrote this, because I got a boyfriend when I was like 15, Ari, and he's the one who started bringing weed and booze into my life, that British delicacy booze.
Yes.
And so, but with him until I was like maybe 17, I only was drinking like pilfered like wines. He would like be romantic, you know what
oh,
I mean?
He'd God,
be like,
oh, that's such a fucking Nova way to drink.
Or like he'd be like, I stole my mom's like amaretto. Like it was never like real drinking
oh,
or
God.
Smoking. And as a reminder to those of you who weren't there, I want to make sure we don't forget this as a community of millennials. Do you guys remember when we smoked mids? Because we used to smoke mids, dude. You used to be able to get a gram for $10 for mids, $25 for chronic, and it was an absolute luxury to smoke chronic weed. So we were smoking poo-poo mids out of probably a fucking soda can and drinking amaretto. And so that was my booze experience until I was like 17. Right before I went to college.
So, like, Patton Oswalt, famous comedian, has this bit about, like, his second wedding and how they had these, like...
Patton Oswalt went to high school very near where I went
yes.
to high school, where
Hell
this story
yeah.
is
That's
based off
That's where this
of.
Is going. He
oh,
and his...
Oh, shit, Patton. I'm sorry.
He and his wife had, like, this wedding planner who crafted cocktails based on, like, their respective hometowns. So hers was the Malibu, which was, like, a combination of salty, sweet, and savory as deep and complex and mysterious as the sea itself. And his was the Sterling. And it was basically vodka and lemonade. And he was like, you know what? Yeah, that's exactly what we were fucking drinking in the parking lot after fourth period. Vodka and fucking lemonade, anything to make it palatable.
Joey went to the same high school as him.
That's amazing, and yeah. honestly not surprising.
Yeah, both short kings.
Yes. He seems like a cool guy, and he stays working. He does so much voice work. I
oh,
feel like
yeah.
I hear him all the time on Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, he's active.
Oh, yeah, true. All right, so let's play maybe tag yourself in this story. What character are you?
Oh, shit.
I'm obviously Leia Santorelli. Obviously.
I would be one of the two girls.
Donna or...
sure.
Kelly?
Yeah, I mean, what are my fucking options?
I definitely thought, like, I was like, I'm basing this character on Donna Pinciotti, and then I was like, but I'm going to name a different character, Donna. And only the true fans will know.
I don't know. I mean, like, I was definitely not, like, rich or have, like, cool enough parents to have thrown ever a party at my house. Like, the implications are for British friend.
But yeah, Emmeline.
Emmeline, don't, sorry.
I feel like that's me being like, what's a British-ass name?
That's actually, like, pretty basic. Like, it's, like, a basic white people name, I would say.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
There's basic British white bitches.
Like, they're named Mary.
Actually, yeah, that is true.
The basicest white British bitch I ever seen is fucking Rose from Doctor Who. Mm. I love her. I love her with all my heart. She's
like
my
Rose
number
too.
One love.
She is amazing basic bitch representation. Like, truly and honestly.
Yeah, she's so basic. I love her with all my heart.
And she's
I would
still
marry
a hero.
Her.
Rose has slut face, right?
She does.
Oh, yeah, basic. Baby.
She's basic and she has slut basic. Face. Two things could be true.
She's a basic slut. Mm. Me too. Me too, Rose. Haley, tag yourself in the story.
Ooh. I'm going to go with the mysterious Diane.
You Ooh. Broke up with Jess.
Yeah, I want to cause chaos off screen.
No one saw it coming, but
I'm actually going to tag myself as Leia's mom that I cut out for this episode. But she is an alcoholic. Mom waved her martini glass at me. Live it up, Leia. That's a line that I cut from this reading.
Oh my god.
So I'll be mom.
I mean, mom That's does cool. kind of sound like the best possible version of you as a parent.
Yeah, because Thank you've you. you've grown out of Leia at this point.
True.
But she's still a, let's say, a small part of you, and by that I mean a big part of you.
Yeah, mommy doesn't get drunk, she just has fun.
But you've grown and matured, and so in your maturity, which is like, don't you hate it when people say it that way?
My grandma always said that I was very mature, and I love that from her specifically.
Yeah, I think you've matured into like the grown-up version of this, which is her mom. So like that makes
comfort.
Sense.
Comfort yeah. and confidence.
Mm-hmm. Comfort, confidence, less projection.
What more can you ask for in life?
Guys, did you see that I used the verb fiesta-ing?
Yeah, I
saw that.
That
did get
Tina.
Buried in there, but yeah, I did clock that. Why is he in there in jeans?
I don't so know, weird.
What kind of weirdo gets in a hot tub in like 2000s no, jeans? His jeans would be
so
off.
Baggy. He was wearing JNCOs.
There's nothing to
no,
hold them
they're
up.
They're so heavy.
There's absolutely, like, on a teenage boy, like, their hip bones were the only things holding them on, and, like, any more weight, and it they're fucked.
That's very funny. I don't know. It's a psychopath. Oh, he's... I feel like Zach, I wrote him as a good guy, and it's like the good guy is the one who doesn't respect you and does things you don't like cuddling with other girls at a party. I'd never seen a healthy relationship anywhere. We're currently rereading Twilight, and I just, it's like, what if all of the options were bad, is like what I'm thinking about right now.
It is very Twilight-esque, and like, all the normal boys want me.
And I just am so quirky, but because I'm so not.
But like,
nothing.
Leia actually is like more of a fun character than fucking what's
Bella.
Her face. Yeah,
yeah.
I actually Bella's disagree. Thing, I'm having a great time with Bella in the book.
I agree,
right,
but Bella is also her like main characteristic is that she's a klutz, and so
oh
it's
God.
Like
everyone go listen.
Your
to
main characteristic
Wait,
is
we're on that show.
Your main characteristic is that you're. A mean ass bitch who will punch you
like
in the
a,
fucking
like a
face.
Like a mean violent nerd, like
I would say like borderline like, abusive.
Who's but like a, like there, there's so the projection here is like so obvious that like you could write this character on purpose today. At like as yeah. an adult, you could write this character intentionally and like give her an arc. You know,
aww.
And like
yeah,
this
would
be a, this would be a more interesting. Heroine than Bella, who's just like quiet and kind of shy and reserved and clumsy, but
and
like endearingly.
Yeah.
The reason I like Bella more in the book, sorry, she is just constantly thinking this is a choice a crazy person would make the whole time, and I'm like, well, as long as you know. Anyway, any final notes about whatever?
The whole intro did remind me of like my dad's impression of a Valley Girl, but okay. like an unaware one, like, oh, this was what he was doing. This was, he had like a whole canned rant about the word whatever. Anytime I dropped it, like, accidentally without being conscious of it, he would just cut me off like, whatever.
Oh my God.
Yep.
How rude.
Yeah, it was bad. But he was also really good at impressions, so it was also really good.
I feel like this paragraph is something Cher Horowitz would have said in Clueless. But it's like a step down from that. Like, it's aspirational to Cher Horowitz in Clueless.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's... You kind of nailed it there.
Yeah, well, that was my intermediate form, was Cher from Clueless. And now I'm some next form of mom, but I don't have children. So I'm like mom in that I'm a delighted alcoholic, but I don't have children. So TBD on that.
Thank you for sharing.
All right, Tina, do you think that that whatever is horny, sad, or just plain bad? And that this is a tough one. All right.
Have we ever had a more perfect three-way tie?
I was going to say.
I think it takes the trophy as the most the most perfect balance of horny, sad, and just plain bad. And if I could only pick two, it would be horny and just plain bad. And if I could only pick one, it would be horny.
I'm going to agree with that. This is very, very, very horny, in my opinion. There's so much repression in every literary choice, in everything that you choose to make, like, your mic drop in the scene. As just, this is the choice that a very horny but very repressed teenager would make.
Yeah, totally. I kind of also... I can't believe it, but it's a three-way tie on horny. I'm not going just plain bad. I don't think it's just plain bad at all. I think that we've seen some stuff and we've heard some stuff here that is just plain bad, and I have not hesitated to say so. But I don't think that this is one of them. I think there's a lot of very funny choices.
Fiesta-ing. I say hippie riffing.
Yeah, but like all of the choices that you make are like amateur writer choices that I know how to work with, like professionally. Yeah. So I'm a nerd to it. Like I saw fanfiction.net. You can't scare me. It, like this, I saw the shit that makes it hard to tell if my immortal is a troll or not. Okay, you have no idea how difficult that question is for me. This is workable.
And it's not sad.
It makes me sad to think about how angry I was when I wrote this.
But like that's the beauty of it. Like
it kind of like comes across the page as some kind of repressed sexual celebration.
No, like it's peak teenage girl. God, it's such peak. Yeah. It's like
yeah, that's what it is.
You're still actively evolving out of like the American girl phase of your life, and like you're very literally like, mother, I crave violence, and your mother just won't let you. And now it's a war. It's your own personal war, and you're building a mythos around it. God damn it. And you know what? It's going to be a horny mythos.
And it's going to be a three-way tie for horny. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, it's horny. It's definitely horny.
Oh, jackpot.
All right.
Oh, fuck me.
Amazing. Well, thanks, Tina, for making this show and coming on with this material.
Oh, man.
You're welcome.
Very, very directly do this to yourself.
No, I know. This isn't as bad as it gets, but it's definitely in the 25th percentile.
Hey, I had a great time, so I'd be happy to hear more shit like this.
Okay, I have literally so many of the first, like, 3 to 15 pages of a novel, and most of them will make you laugh exactly this much, I think.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Well, I'm exhausted. That's it for Burn Before Reading.
Until next week, remember,
your cringe is part of you. It really is.
Like, whatever.
Oh, beautiful.
This podcast was created by me, Christina Kahn.
Hosted and produced by Christina Kahn and me, Leela Hilton.
Follow me online at Christina Kahn and buy my book, Indie Book Publishing from Start to Finish.
After you bought Tina's book, follow me online at Leels for Reels.
Our theme music was produced by Sakura Wishes.
And our logo was designed by Michael Hardison. Follow Michael on Instagram at RoyGBiv or check out his work at wildlingpress.com.
Thanks for listening, friends.
See you next time.
Dave X Media.